This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole fiddles while South Africa burns. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, you're over a barrel on South Africa. The momentum is building in Congress and the country for tough new economic sanctions by the United States. But you're against even mild new sanctions for fear of alienating the right-wingers you're cultivating in your sputtering presidential campaign. The sad thing, Bob, is that your failure to move on sanction is being misread in South Africa as a sign of U.S. support for the apartheid regime. America's inaction only encourages the die-hard racists in South Africa to increase the repression and step up the violence. As the death toll rises, South Africa descends deeper into chaos and racial war, in which there'll be no winners. Abraham Lincoln called the United States the last best hope on earth, Bob, but you and your Republican colleagues are making America the last best friend of apartheid, and that's wrong.
Sadly, Ted, you're only interested in seeing one winner emerge out of the bloodshed in South Africa, the Democratic Party. But those are real people dying in South Africa, not props for a campaign poster for the liberals. These people need real help from our country, not just political posturing. Now, I'm not going to stand by and let you and your other disinvestment Democrats force our country to pull out of South Africa. That would leave the blacks there alone, jobless and hopeless, to confront apartheid. I'm going to keep insisting on a U.S. policy which actively seeks to end apartheid. I'm working to build for the future for both blacks and whites in South Africa. I don't mind honest politicking, Ted, but some issues, life and death issues like this one, deserve better than your political hit-and-run job. This is Senator Bob Dole. American farmers want open markets, not bad trade policy that builds barriers. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.